Welcome to a guided meditation recorded live at CDM in Everett, Washington, USA.
Well, this morning I've decided to invite everybody to meditate on taking life lightly. How many of you are really serious about life? Everybody. And if you're not, just turn on the evening news. That will help you achieve a state of seriousness. One of the things that we want to meditate on is allowing our energy to be light and bright and easy. One of my favorite sayings of Jesus was that the yoke is light, the burden is easy. Well, he's talking about living in a body, of living life. And whenever we find the burden heavy or difficult, I want you to remember this. It isn't yours. It's someone else's. So today we're going to start letting go of the things that cause us to be so serious and so heavy and so burdened and begin to get back to ourselves a spirit where we can take life lightly and relearn how to be happy and rejoice and peaceful and have fun. And everybody goes, really? So I'd like to invite you to close your eyes and tune into you, where everything happens inside you. And for those of you who are new, I'd like to introduce you to a wonderful piece of information that can help you, the spirit, begin to be conscious of yourself and to flow freely through your body. The rest of you, I'd like to encourage you to increase this technique, and it's called grounding. So allow your grounding cord to flow from your first chakra, that energy center that's near the base of your spine, and allow the energy that you're creating to flow through the floor and the chair and the earth and all the layers of the earth without effort until that flow of energy that you, the spirit, are creating comes to the center of the earth. Take a nice deep breath just to allow this flow. You are creating this as spirit because you are spirit. You are not your body. We are spirit, and your grounding is a spiritual creation that tremendously affects your physical experience. Now, I talk about you being spirit, but I want you to experience it now and all of the time of your life that you can allow yourself to. Because you're a bright spark of light. You're a part of the divine force, of the cosmic consciousness, or God, whatever name you put on it, because it doesn't have a name. Allow yourself to see that part of you and get back your God self. Let that bright spark of light that's uniquely you come to the top of your head. I want you to sit there for a minute on the top of your head and know yourself. You are part of God. And that part of God is creating through this body in the world with all these creations that you have. Know yourself. How can we help but take life more lightly when we know that we're a part of all that is? And allow that bright spark of light that's you to come into the center of your head. This would be a little above and behind your eyes. And this is the place we want to abide when we're in the body. We as spirit can be in the body or out of the body. We can be any place at any time. We can take a trip to Mars or visit Grandma on the East Coast instantly. Take a nice deep breath and let yourself put your attention in the center of your head. Allow that bright light to shine. Let yourself see that light in you. Now, if you don't see it, don't worry. It can take some time to start to manifest within your body. So practice being there in the center of your head and being grounded, acknowledging that this is a major step in spiritual awakening. I'd like to invite those of you who know how to please ground the room to help create a safe place for all of us to meditate together. And what we're going to do today is do a little destroying, a little letting go of things that cause us to take life seriously. What's the main thing that causes you to take life seriously? All the things you have to do? Your responsibility for others? Trying to be good? Trying to make plenty of money? Trying to do what your parents wanted you to do? I just thought I'd give you a few hints. Take a nice deep breath and let these things go down your grounding cord. Also release these things you're carrying around that cause you to take life seriously. The world situation, war, famine, all manner of miseries, they've been with us forever. They're going to still be with us. It's absolutely no reason to take life seriously. Take a nice deep breath. Use your grounding to release those things that you have made important. So important that you take them seriously. So important that you burden yourself and you lower your energy and you come down into the physical world, which the Eastern philosophies would call hell. Rather than abiding in the upper levels of the chakras, which is called heaven. So let go of those unimportant things that we all make so important, so that you can begin to take your life more lightly. You could actually find some amusement about some of the things that you take seriously that make you heavy. Or you could be serious about it. Don't allow your intellect to stop you from letting go. It's probably going to be screaming, but what about if I don't take it seriously? And those are all lies. I'm sure all of you have had the experience of creating with such joy and ease many things. And then when you try to create with effort and struggle, heaviness, things don't move. So all the things you need to create in this lifetime can be created lightly. Let go of taking things so seriously. Now here we are, a group of consciously aware souls meditating together. And I believe one of the things that everybody in this organization takes the most seriously is themselves. So let's take a moment and let go of some of the things you take seriously about yourself. And begin to let them go. You can release them down your grounding cord. Anytime you're ready to let go of something, you can simply ground it off. And let it go. Let go of what you take so seriously about yourself. Let go of a little seriousness about the world. How about yourself? Oh, but look what happened to me when I was a child. Okay. And how old are you now? Well, look at what's going on with my job. What happens if you take it seriously? What happens when you take it lightly? Let go of what you're so serious about with yourself.
I'd be willing to bet that the majority of you are serious about being worthy, a good person.
Let that go. Who are you trying to please?
God loves you exactly where you are and as you are, and you actually happen to be part of God. Let go of all those expectations that you've accepted and created. Or if only I could heal that thing, or if only I could be a better person, or if only. Boy, I should be. Let it go. And the more you release these expectations, the lighter your life becomes. Because you begin to care for yourself and God within you and the wonderful body that you've created and all the other wonderful things in your life that you have created. Give you just a moment to keep reviewing and letting go of things you take seriously about yourself. Take a nice deep breath, and let's get really specific for just a moment to help you see how you can take this meditation through the week and allow yourself to release one thing at a time. So tune into one thing in your life that you're being serious about right now. Use your techniques to let go of the seriousness. Allow the serious energy to go down your grounding cord about this one issue. Allow yourself to focus that bright light that's you in the center of your head, where you can be neutral about this particular issue. And from that neutral space, I'm going to give you a silent moment to meditate on how to allow more bright, light, spiritual energy into this issue. In other words, how to take it more lightly. You can do this with anything in your life, whether it's an emotion you're experiencing, an interaction, an illness, planning for a party, which I've seen stress people out unbelievably. You can pause and let go of the heaviness. Now, notice that this heaviness involves many things. It can involve your old concepts or lies. It can also involve someone else's energies and ideas. So let's take a moment and meditate on whose burden you're carrying that's very heavy for you. This is the amusing part. And the reason it's amusing is because you cannot solve this other person's problems. You cannot carry their burden. All you can do is disturb yourself. You don't do them any good, and you do yourself harm. So everybody, just come up with one person whose burden you're carrying and start to let go of that burden that you're carrying that isn't even yours. I'm always shocked at how much children attempt to heal their parents. And never stop. You may be trying to heal a parent that doesn't even have a body. And that soul is sitting out there looking at you and go, gosh, I sure wish you'd let that go. Or maybe you're trying to solve a problem for a child. And the child's saying, for goodness sakes, give me a little space to figure this out myself. Or maybe you're trying to carry a burden for a spouse that you love so dearly. And you keep tripping over it. And they keep wondering why things aren't working right. And you keep wondering why you're not having fun anymore. Because you're trying to do their game, not yours. So whoever it is you've chosen to take on their burden, let them go. Love them enough to believe that they can handle their creation. And I want you to find a little amusement about how invalidating you are when you pretend that you can solve someone else's problem. Whoops. Let go. Give them the gift of solving their own problem, of carrying their own burden, of having their own creative successes. And take back your energy so that you can take your challenges lightly. Because you have energy. You have all that you need to deal with what's yours. I have a little formula. Anytime I'm not feeling happy, I sit down and meditate on whose problem I'm trying to solve. And I let it go. And I really encourage all of you to do that. And you say, but what about? And I say, well, what if everybody on the planet got to solve his or her own problem? Whew! That'd be quite a shift, wouldn't it? Take a nice deep breath, and as you let go, notice how much lighter you are becoming. Now, so many people have been programmed to take responsibility for others, to solve others' problems and so forth, that it's difficult to see that this doesn't really work until you've meditated on it for a while. So allow yourself the time and space to meditate on letting go, tuning in to solve your problems, and taking life lightly. I'm looking at a room full of healers, and so you want so badly to fix and help and do, and the challenge is to be the healing presence that you are without interfering with another soul's process. Breathe in, breathe out. Now we're going to start today in our communication with Mary, Jesus' mother, and you're probably not as familiar with her, a very brilliant soul, bright and beautiful and clear and honest, and she's fun to talk to, and if there's someone who had to take life lightly, it was Mary, because her life was extremely serious around her. Here she is, the mother of the Messiah. Boy, is that a heavy. She had a bunch of other children, too. Back in those days, that's pretty heavy. She was married to an older man who was very traditional. Boy, is that heavy. I mean, this woman was surrounded with heavy. So take a nice deep breath and say hello to this beautiful soul, Mary. Because this woman was incredibly strong, spirit and body. So I'd like for you to have a nice conversation with her for a moment, and I'll give you a few minutes of silence, and communicate with her about taking life more lightly. Ask Mary to give you a healing, to help you operate as spirit. Spirit who creates with light and life, who doesn't get so caught in the heaviness of the physical world. Take a nice deep breath. Thank Mary for the healing. You might want to validate her for teaching us so much about operating a spirit, about allowing ourselves to take life a little more lightly. Now, I want to also talk to Jesus today because he was great at taking life lightly. Most people don't portray Jesus as light and bright and fun, but that's his nature. So say hello to Jesus and allow yourself to be here in the present moment with this bright soul, because he did teach us to take life lightly. Tune in to what we might call the lighter side of Jesus Christ for a moment. His amusement, his joy, his teaching that each of us is responsible for ourselves and can solve our own problems, that we're each part of God, that we have a direct connection with God, that we are God in our own unique way. So I'll give you a moment of silence to communicate with Jesus about taking life more lightly. Ask Jesus for healing to help you let go of anything that gets in your way of taking your life more lightly.
your light and bright your spirit. Let Jesus help you be more aware of this aspect of yourself. Take a nice deep breath and thank Jesus for bringing us the wonderful messages he brought us and for adding that lighter side to life that he taught us as well. Now, let's let our lives be truly bright and light by communicating with God for the last part of our meditation. And I know a lot of people take this extremely seriously and believe they have to be heavy and serious and all kinds of other unimaginable things in order to commune with God. That's absurd. You're part of God. You're always in communication with God. Your body's actually a communication device for communing with God. So as you let yourself communicate with God, begin to let go of any heaviness, any seriousness, any expectations about your communion with God, because it is part of your experience in and out of the body. It's part of you. Allow yourself to have it. And again, I'll give you a few moments of silence to commune with God about taking life lightly. Allow yourself to receive permission from God to be light and bright. You are bright, filled with light. Let yourself have it. Be here in the present with this. Let go of any time that being bright wasn't acceptable or approved. Be here and now in the present moment where you can take life much more lightly. Be in the center of your head and let your light shine. Use your grounding to let yourself bring that into the body. When you're ready, just pat your knee or wiggle your foot, open your eyes, bend forward and release energy.
Copyright 2020 by Church of Divine Man. All rights reserved. No part of this work may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying and recording or by an information storage and retrieval system, except as may be expressly permitted by the 1976 Copyright Act or in writing by the publisher. You, the spirit, may develop and flourish in conjunction with the proper care of your body and mind. The information in this recording is intended to assist you in your spiritual development and to enhance, but not be substituted for, appropriate medical care from licensed health care or mental health professionals. Nor should the information in this recording be substituted for advice from your attorney or financial advisor. Neither Church of Divine Man, CDM Spiritual Center, CDM Publications, the author, nor their representatives shall be responsible or liable for injury or damages incurred by anyone as a result of reliance on or compliance with information contained in this recording.